I had never really spoken about this before, but I feel it's important to include it so people can understand that, at least to a degree, I can relate to the families and friends that have lost loved ones because of Cecilia and the rest of her group. It's somewhat, actually not somewhat, it is hard and to talk about, and harder than I actually realized. But I had a friend who, as far as evidence and all roads that lead, looks like he was murdered by Cecilia, or at least his murder was orchestrated by Cecilia. His name wasn't mentioned in the trial, but then again, 2 years into investigation, the count for murders was already over 40 people. And the investigators didn't want to include every person that was murdered in the trial because the list seemingly never ended, and therefore the trial would go on extensively and potentially to a never-ending point. So the investigators only wanted to cover a bunch of the murders, and from what looked like the murders that were at least publicized as well, to then basically get this group sentenced and locked away for life as soon as possible. I can understand their reasoning, even though I also feel that so many people, their names were not mentioned, and basically it feels like they died in vain, whether that makes sense or not. But it just, yeah, they were not spoken up for. But it is what it is. That's the way it happened, and that's what the decision was. And during early stages of investigation, my friend's name was on the list. I had only met him soon after I had left Cecilia. In fact, he had actually met Cecilia, and he knew several other members of Cecilia's group, or rather Ria's ministry team at that point in time. And the members that he knew at that point in time were the members that were trying to warn Ria. I don't recall what his first initial reaction or his first initial thoughts on Cecilia were when he first initially met her, because when I had met him, he had only spoken about the lies and the deception that Cecilia was portraying to the world, and as far as I understand, he actually saw through this very quickly after having met Cecilia, and he was very soon deemed as a threat to her because he wanted to expose her. He wanted to tell as many people as possible that knew her, to warn them, so that they wouldn't be harmed and fooled and everything else that went along with it. And Cecilia knew about this. I'm not going to mention his name, but he wasn't exactly a close friend, but I still called him friend, which is rare on my part to do with people. I don't want to mention too many details, but the scenario and situation and everything that was revolving around his death to a 100% degree immediately screamed Cecilia. It was undeniable. There was no possible way you could sway away from it. And he wanted to speak up to warn people, to protect people. And he lost his life for that. From what I heard about the way he died, it was excruciating. It was probably the worst kind of death I had heard up until that point, and that was even before Reginald Ben Dixon's murder and all the other murders that were even publicized. So, but I would definitely say that his murder was an overkill. When I first heard about his death, it was surreal. Most times when I think about him, it still feels surreal. Still having him or his name on my social media or even on my phone is strange. And many times I want to delete it because he is no longer here. I just can't bring myself to do it. The final and full acknowledgement of what had happened to him and the fact that he is no longer here, I just cannot seem to embrace. I'm not sure if I'll be able to ever embrace it. Maybe once the full reality has hit me and I've worked through the grieving process properly, then I'll be able to do that. But for now, in my mind, subconsciously, it just feels like I haven't spoken to him in a long time, and I haven't seen him in a long time because he's just busy. Easy way to deal with losing him. And that's the way I've thought about it since his death, which has been almost a decade now. I actually can't recall the year that he was murdered, but it's possibly about a decade. And still to this day, now and then he crosses my mind. I don't know if it's because of Cecilia and everything involving her and revolving around her seems to have bombarded my life, not just since the beginning, but more so since the trial started. And so of course it brings up a lot of things constantly, including things I hadn't thought about before and memories forgotten, but nonetheless it's bombarded my life. And obviously have not dealt with what feels like the bulk of things that have happened. But I want to mention my friend, even though I will not mention his name, so that even though I knew Cecilia, was her best friend, was involved through all the weird and bizarre and ridiculous and even the odd fun scenarios, and even though I was fully involved in the investigation since it started, up until the final sentencing, losing someone that was actually important to me was not something I escaped from either. Cecilia affected my life in every single angle. And I do understand the loss that people feel with regards to their loved ones that were murdered, whether it was for money or for revenge. I do understand the pain. I do understand the loss. I do understand the need to seek justice, even though there is nothing that could actually be served towards this group for what they did that would be deemed right or equate to the type of loss that we experience in losing someone. But I did not escape this aspect of everything altogether as well.